Good morning. Well, this is Monday, the 17th of June, on God's green earth, in the midst of God's creation. It's another wonderful day. I trust that you had a wonderful weekend. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have the honor of being your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes. I say welcome to all of our partners and friends everywhere listening in and participating. Well, it was a wonderful Father's Day weekend. You were dialed into Maximum Radio, and the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. Our theme for today, on this day, our theme is By His Spirit. God has done some wonderful things from the very first day of creation. It says His Spirit brooded upon the waters. And what we have is a wonderful earth, and there's wonderful you as part of His creation. So we thank Him today. We trust that you had a wonderful day on yesterday, a day of celebrating fatherhood, and whether or not your father was alive, you still have a father. He's above. He's the one from whom the name originates and comes. And earthlings, humans, we get to borrow that name and use it in the earth. But he is father, was father, always going to be father. So we celebrated that yesterday on that level within that scheme and framework. So our theme for today, once again, is By His Spirit. Before I proceed, I just wanted to share something with you that which I think will be helpful to all of us as we engage in this wonderful prayer life and adventure that God has us on. One of the things that is different about what we do is we're not a prayer line, per se. Although people can dial in, and we certainly invite your dialing in, your prayer requests and your praise reports and all of those things. We're not a prayer line. I'll tell you what the difference is. We are a broadcast. And this broadcast goes out to the ends of the earth, literally. It goes out wherever someone has access to the internet. They can listen in, even if they can't call in. They certainly can listen in on via their smartphones or computers. And often I ask for someone in our midst who is actually dialed in to give a prayer request, a voice of prayer request, or give a praise report. And sometimes you may be thinking, as you hear me continue to speak and move the program along, that I'm not giving you a chance, although I requested it. But because it's a broadcast, there needs not be dead space. That's how broadcasts work. Because if someone dials in and it's quiet, they don't hear anything at all, they may be disconcerted and don't think they have the right connection or something. So in a broadcast, things have to keep, all of the space has to be occupied and used up. There has to be voice or music or something. And so then we ask for a prayer request. If you hear me going forward because you didn't step right up right then, it's because it's a broadcast. It's not a prayer line. On a prayer line, it doesn't matter if you have dead space because it's not a broadcast. It's not going out to any others, any more people than those that are actually dialed in. But we have people that are listening in other countries as well. And they're not able to call in like you can if you're dialed in right now. So they're just listening. They're not able to call in. So that is the reason. So I just wanted to update us on that so we can get a real genuine feel for what God has done and what he's doing here. And I thank him for the technology and the opportunity that we have to do what we're doing. Isn't God wonderful? He is just so awesome. So having said that, again, our theme for today is by his Spirit. And we are invoking the name or one of the names of our God. We are learning about the Lord and his nature, his attributes, his character. And in the biblical understanding, name is not just identification. It's also identity. And so we've been invoking on a daily basis the various names of the Lord so that we can meditate on it. And we saw the word says that God has special blessing for those that meditate on his names. I believe that's in the third chapter of Malachi in the 16th verse. But today's name is, one of God's name is I Am, and then a lot of things are attached to that. He told Moses, he says, I am that I am. Well, the I Am for today is the Lord who looks on those who tremble at my word. The Lord who looks on those who tremble at my word. And that's taken from Isaiah chapter 66. In verse 2, it says, for all those things my hand has made and all those things exist, says the Lord, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. So he says, I am the Lord who looks on those who tremble at my word, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit. Well, let's present to the Lord today a contrite spirit. Let's tremble at his word. He has given us this brand new day, which is at the top of a brand new week. And let's propose in our hearts and let's desire to move with him, follow him closely this week. Let's move in all of the dominion and power and authority that he has given to us this week. Let's believe that in our heart. Let's just lay hold of that and allow him by his Spirit to move in us in a mighty, mighty way. So let us go to the throne. He's waiting on us, and let us just bow low and make ourselves humble and of a contrite spirit before him. Heavenly Father, we realize our own self-righteousness is as filthy rags in your eyes, according to Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6. But your word says, if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. Heavenly Father, please forgive us for our sins. We want to be your loving and obedient children. We want to be your spotless bride, presented unto you in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, according to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 27. We also want to be holy and without blemish through the washing of the water of your word, according to Ephesians 5 and verse 26. And the knowledge that you are Jehovah Mekadiskim, our sanctifier. And we want to be your humble servant, to walk in love, to walk in forgiveness and gentleness towards each other, showing the love of Christ as your body, according to Ephesians 5:2. Remind us that if we do this, we will exit out from your righteousness and enter back into the old self-righteous filthy rags if we do not allow you to wash us and to cleanse us. Help us to be a doer of your word, not just a hearer only, whereby we deceive ourselves, according to James chapter 1 and verse 22. So we want to act upon the revelation of your word. Yes, we want to tremble at your word. So we crucify the flesh, according to Romans 8 and 13. We speak to our flesh and says, flesh, be crucified. And as we die every day of this week from self-desires and live to do your desires according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 31, we say today, in the name of Christ Jesus, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up, to be quiet. We command the old man to be dead in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and receive your forgiveness, your cleansing, and your worship, and your washing. So, Lord, we believe even now you have created a clean heart in us. You have renewed a right spirit within us. You have made old things pass away and all things new. You didn't cast us away from your presence, and you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed. You show great mercy, and your mercy endures forever. You restore us to the joy of your salvation, according to Psalm chapter 1, 51, verse 10 through 13. Your joy is our strength, according to Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. So we put on ourselves today the helmet of salvation. We declare that we are spiritually minded, according to Romans 8, 6, and have the mind of Christ all of this week, according to Romans, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. We take off the carnal way of thinking, according to Romans 12 and 2, having our minds renewed. So putting on this helmet, we no longer allow our five carnal senses to affect the way that we think. And we exercise our spiritual senses, spiritual hearing, spiritual sight, spiritual touch, spiritual taste, and spiritual smell, according to Romans 8:14. So we thank you for being our God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, according to Judges 6 and 24. Well, friend, what a great God we serve. And he's welcoming of us, and he's listening to us. And it's a blessing that he's listening to us. But listen, he goes further than that. He hears, which means he acts, he responds to our prayers. Now, if there's anyone that has a prayer request, anyone that's dialing live with us, and you have a prayer request, don't miss the opportunity to have this request given air. Put it out into the universe and let God do what he does best. He creates. He takes nothing and makes something of it. He creates out of nothing. He makes something. So if you have a prayer request, you have a desire, you have something that you want God to do, well, this is a good spot and a good time to give life to it and give heir to it. So just your mic, your line is open. We can hear you, and we welcome your prayer requests or even a wonderful praise report. We're listening. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Jennifer Clark again, and first of all, give thanks to the Lord for his grace, for his mercy, for his love, for keeping me and watching over me, and for bringing me again into another brand new day. Pastor, this morning, I would like, if we could lift up a young man that I heard about just by chance. I was in the laundry and happened to be speaking with a young man, and he mentioned to me that his brother has gotten into an accident, a terrible accident, just on last Thursday. And so just like lift him up in prayer, because he's had two surgeries already. He had his hip was shattered, and so they had to do like some reconstructive surgery on there, but they'll have to operate on him again, and he had sustained some other injuries. He's in a lot of pain, so they're keeping him heavily sedated. So if we could just lift him up in prayer and, you know, believe God for healing and also a testimony of God's goodness when all is said and done.
Okay. You don't have a name for him, do you?
I think his is Deshaun Day.
His first name is Sean.
I'm not sure if I have the first name correct, but I believe it's Deshaun Day. I know Day is the last name.
Okay. All right. Well, we just wanted to tag it, give it a tag so that we are specific as we can.
Yeah.
We're gonna lift that up. So I'm asking everyone, I think we've got a feedback on our line. I don't know if you're hearing it, but it's a feedback. But anyway, we want to touch and agree. And believing in faith that God wants us to trust him, and that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And I believe you that are on, you are included in the righteous. And so we can have the confidence today as we bridge this gap and intercede for this young man, that he will have a rapid and excellent recovery. And this will not go as a wasted event in his life, but one that brings him in touch and closer to God. So let us pray right now. Let us go to prayer. Father, you said, by your stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, that we are healed. And Father, we thank you that we have this privilege to not only pray for ourselves, but to lift up others who are hurting physically, mentally, spiritually, that are hurting. And we thank you that you spared the life of this young man, even in this auto accident. And now he's getting the best attention, the best medical attention. You have doctors and nurses and technicians and just the entire team of the hospital ministering to his well-being. And that is you showing love and mercy and grace. So we thank you now for those personnel, that team. Bless the doctors, bless the nurses, bless the all of the technicians and everyone, those that the orderlies that even have to do with the surroundings. Bless them on this day, even as they function as a team to bring healing and wellness to this young man, to repair his broken body. So now we declare him healed, and we are expecting and looking for a great report of rapid and a complete recovery for him. And even over the top, where he begins to call on you, begins to praise you and thank you first for sparing his life, and then coming to the revelation that you did it with purpose. You wanted him to live in your grand design, in your creation, at this time for your purposes, so that you would get the glory. So we thank you right now for the praise report of complete recovery. Heal him. Come alongside of him in a mighty way like never before, so that he can discern and sense your presence and know that thus saith the Lord. We thank you for hearing our request and for answering. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the people said amen. Well, I thank you for that prayer request and allowing us to participate in that, in ministering to that need.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If there's anyone else that has a prayer request or a praise report, please feel free to give air to it right now. I want to pray for this. Okay, I think someone is saying something. Did I hear someone? Okay. All right. I think someone may be trying to say something, but they don't have the right connection. Okay. In the meantime, I will ask you to join me in prayer. We met a young man day before yesterday, that has a family, and they're in a transitional housing, what is properly called a shelter, but really this is not a typical shelter. It's housing, and the only difference about it is that everybody's kind of in the same situation. They're in transition from wherever they were to through this facility to getting to a place where they have more exclusive rights and control over their surroundings. But anyway, they lost a baby. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. Just on last week. So he was extremely distraught, you know. Physically, you can see him bent over with the burden of that, plus the burden of his family being in transitional housing. So we want to pray for him. I don't recall his name right now, but let us lift that family up right now. And the wonderful thing about this, you don't have to know them, you just have to know God. And when you know God, you can petition in any situation. You can bridge the gap, and the gap is what is, the difference between what is and what ought to be and should be. And this family should be in a place of their own. This family, this man obviously is distraught over the condition of his family. So we want to pray for him right now. Father, we thank you for this father. We thank you for this man, this provider, this protector, this man who loves his family and who has taken on the weight of caring for his family, but obviously burdened by their gross need for the kind of housing that they would love to be a part of and possess, and their entire set of circumstances, including the passing of one of their children. Now, Father, we send the word of comfort to his heart right now. We speak peace to him. We speak peace to his atmosphere right now. We seek to alter the atmosphere of fear, anxiety, oppression, and depression, and we allow the Spirit of God, it's by your Spirit, bring in peace. We shut and close the door to the adversary. We open the door to the King and to the Prince, none other than Jesus Christ, to the King of glory, And we invite him to come in into the atmosphere of this family to impact and change it for the better. Bless them now, Lord. Bless him. Give him the wisdom that he needs. You have instructions and you have wisdom and guidance for him. Now, Father, it is our prayer that he would call on you and know that he is not alone, that you're with him always. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For those of you that have prayed with us about the production called Collision, it's a Judgment House production that occurred this past weekend. It was actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Well, it was tremendous. I was there for myself. It's the first time I've seen it live, and it was tremendous. So thank you for praying with us for the success of that. The production went well. I did not speak with Wanda Goodman yet. I hadn't had a chance to compliment her on a wonderful bringing together of all the pieces involved. It was super realistic, and many people gave their hearts to the Lord. I think she's six or something like that, and she gave her heart to the Lord, and she's from our church family. And after seeing the production, she says she wanted to receive Jesus as her Lord and Savior. And she did, boldly. And we thank God. And, you know, Jesus said, except you come as a little one, just that humble, just that unsophisticated, but ready to receive, you know. And so she did that. So we thank God for that. And so that's a praise report, because you prayed with us concerning that several times. We had Sister Wanda on at one point. All right. Unless someone make a request, someone's alarm is going off there. Let us just pray as the program winds down. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gift of healing, workings of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues, according to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 to 10. So thank you for the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to Galatians 5:22. So we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Everlasting Father that you are. You are also the Prince of Peace. So we thank you today, and we bless your mighty name. And I say to all of our listeners today, take dominion this week. Stand on the rock, a solid place, all of this week. Meditate on the Word of God as you've heard it wherever today. He says, he looks on those who tremble at his word. Let's tremble at his word. Let's walk in fear and in trembling. Not a demonic fear, but a wholesome, healthy, wholesome dread of the Lord. So be blessed today. May the Lord give you dominion over every place your feet touches today. So walk in peace. Know that he is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And God would have you say amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're blessed. And we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone. God bless everyone.
Yes. God bless you, too.